whatever we offer to Krishna is not limited to the realm of time. Neha vikramana susti pratyavayo navetyate svalpam apyasya dharamasya trayate mahato bhayat. Any endeavor in Krishna consciousness is eternal. So nothing ends. This wonderful Puna Yatra that we have all participated in may appear to be coming to an end, but actually, whatever purification and inspiration we have gained will eternally remain as a great spiritual asset in our lives. And the enthusiasm and inspiration and the blessings we have received from the Lord and His devotees should be kept as a very precious part of our lives. You see, whatever we do in Krishna consciousness, we do ultimately to come closer to Krishna and help others come closer to Krishna. So these precious moments that we spend together hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord should be remembered throughout our lives. The intimacy of the relationships we develop with the devotees should be a basis in which we live for the rest of the year and for the rest of our lives. So please understand that the Puna Yatra actually begins, in one sense, when we depart from Puna. Because just like you eat, and then after you eat, with the energy you get, you utilize to serve Krishna. Similarly, the nourishment we have received through this intensive experience for the last 4 days, we should now utilize it to work very hard throughout the rest of the year to perform our sadhana, to serve the Vaishnavas, and to assist Srila Prabhupada's great mission of broadcasting the glories of the holy name. Especially this year being Srila Prabhupada's centennial year. It is January, the very beginning of Srila Prabhupada's centennial. So we have come together to surcharge one another with enthusiasm to chant, to dance, to hear the glories of the Lord, to develop our faith more and more. And let us use this wonderful blessing that we have received to surcharge our lives throughout the rest of the new year and make a wonderful offering to Srila Prabhupada. Then this Puna Yatra will actually be a grand success. I'd like to thank all of you. We apologize for any inconveniences that may have been. And no one has complained about anything that we have heard. Devotees have been so wonderfully inspired just to take part in the activities. Some austerity is part of a yatra. To put our body and our minds aside to keep ourselves focused in Hari Katha and Hari Kirtan and Vaishnava Seva. But your wonderful spiritual sentiments and your dedication is something that even the greatest personalities in all the world who have come to visit us have very much appreciated. So you should know something very precious has been given to you by Srila Prabhupada and his servant's mercy. Keep it very carefully. Do not take it as something ordinary. A congregation of Vaishnavas to live in the association of with is something so very rare and precious. Do not ever jeopardize that gift you have been given. Because if you do disrespect devotees, if you do give up the principle of serving devotees, then Krishna will certainly not give you that opportunity. He will take it away, and then you have lost your spiritual life. And we have seen this is the greatest danger. So keep very carefully the wonderful, wonderful blessing of the association of Vaishnavas as the most precious and dear part of your lives. Perform your sadhana with great care throughout the year, every single day. And let us utilize every possible opportunity and moment to make Srila Prabhupada's mercy available to the world. That is the greatest thing. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, when he first met Srila Prabhupada, and also his last instruction, he said, take this message of Lord Chaitanya to the whole world. In this way, you will benefit, and you will give the greatest benefit to others. Srila Prabhupada has so kindly allowed us to assist him in this simple but sublime instruction that he is endeavoring to fulfill for his spiritual master and for Krishna. We'd like to especially offer our greatest thanks to Krishna Chandra Prabhu and Radha Priya Mataji. It is not an easy thing inviting 600 people to your house for 4 days. They are very humble. They never like to take credit. But through our undercover agents, we have learned that for the past week, they have been awake till 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, every morning, just trying to work out the details. Krishna Chandra, Radha Priya, and Arti. Just allotting the rooms, who's in each room, who's in each bus, what type of prasad, when, schedules. Because their meditation is not just to do things expediently and quickly, but with every single particular devotee in mind, how they could best serve them. And very, very large endeavor. What we see in this 4 days has taken months of hard work, thought, care, and sleepless nights for this family to arrange just for us. So I think we should offer our very grateful obeisances to Krishna Chandra, Radha Priya, and their family for their great kindness by saying Hari Bol. Also, many times they had to come to Pune just to make all the arrangements. They may appear, by material standards, to be people of large wealth. But actually, when it comes to the service of the devotees, they do it personally, themselves. And this is the greatest wealth, the supreme wealth. The wealth of that great, great desire and enthusiasm to please Krishna and his devotees. When we have that in our hearts, we are the wealthiest of all. So So we should end the Puna Yatra with nice kirtan for just a few minutes.